there's a whole bunch of opportunities opening up thanks to the federal investment coming from the Investment in Infrastructure and Jobs Act. And I would say that it's not just the money that the federal government is putting forward towards this that makes them a stakeholder, but we've also heard a lot out of the administration about thinking about climate goals. And if we want to reach some of those goals, you know, they're putting their money where their mouth is. And I appreciate that. I think it's great to hear those messages of we want to reach certain goals by 2035 or by 2050, and we're going to support states and localities by funding them to help us reach those goals as a nation. And so the IIJA has a couple of different pots of money in it to look at funding clean transportation, and that is moving beyond just electrification as well. You'll see that it's also supporting hydrogen fuel and other options. And so that's going to come down to the states, both in formula funds, and then there are a whole bunch of discretionary grant programs that will allow states and localities and transit agencies to look at different options for cleaner transportation.
What you're describing sounds like a very sensible and worthwhile goal. And so for some people, it might beg the question of why it hasn't been done before now. Can you talk a little about the obstacles to realizing a goal like this?
Working together is hard. And I think one of the reasons that we're pulling together this Clean Transportation Collaborative is, again, looking historically at who maybe hasn't been working together or how it's been difficult to work together, and that we all have some sort of inertia. And so starting new initiatives, and especially when that comes to putting a lot of time or energy or money behind something, it's going to be difficult.